Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Yay.
Happy Thursday.
Yay.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Yay.
I'm feeling blah today.
I'm trying to hype myself up.
Yeah, me too. That was literally me. I'm feeling blah, by the way. Like,
yes.
That's how you can tell.
I mean, welcome to
the beginning.
Welcome to our, like, every day for us, literally.
I know.
Like, today sucks.
Today sucks. Yeah, yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah,
what's up?
Nothing
today
new.
Sucks, as always.
Yeah.
We're like the moody teens of the office, for sure. But no, I mean, it's the most disgusting rainy day.
Yeah, like, it was like
not
hailing.
Even a good rainy day, you know? Like, I love a rainy day when it's like a pretty rainy day, but today is disgusting. I was getting ready this morning and I could see out my window. I saw no less than 20 people just get rocked by the wind with umbrellas. And it's just where I live, it's like kind of a wind tunnel for some reason. I always say that, I think, but it's when the umbrellas are out, it's very clear. So pray for those people.
Yeah, I had a leak in my bathroom again this morning. Every time it rains really hard, my bathroom leaks. I can't wait
Does it leak? On the ceiling? Or
ceiling.
That's so
crazy. I know, so.
That sucks so bad.
Just
I'm
hopefully
sorry.
I'm hoping that my bathroom's not overflowing right
now.
Oh
my God. Do you put a little bucket there?
Yeah, like, I just like took the trash bag out of my trash can. And
Right. Gotta do
collecting
it like that.
Collecting dirt. Yeah.
Gotta do it like that. Yeah, we got allergies popping off. I'm sniffling. I'm not sick. I just have allergies. You know? A little sniffly girl. Just a nonstop. Do you think that Taylor has these problems? Like, do you think she wakes up and she's like, I'm feeling blah today and my fucking allergies? Like, I would love to know.
I feel
Taylor
like yes,
like
but
us.
she has to have a pick me up or something. Like, I don't know. I feel
totally.
Like
totally. Like, what's her secret? What
yeah,
what
I don't
brings
know.
Her up when she's feeling down? I would love to know.
Yeah, I would love to know.
Like, what's her? You know,
I feel like
maybe
a cup
it's like
of tea.
Yeah, like a cup of tea or
yeah.
like a. Here's the difference, though. To be honest. If I'm in a blah mood and I get to stay home and I get to like make myself a cup of tea and lay on the couch and whatever, I can turn my day around for sure. But when I have to be active and like, you know, a contributing member of society, it's difficult. So I wonder like if she wakes up, she has a blah day and then, you know, has to go perform the Eras tour at night. What does she do?
Obviously, it's like the comparisons are so wide, but like. Even on days where I feel like this, and I'm like, I don't want to like record. Like, I just don't feel like talking.
You still feel like talking.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine
her
feeling
my own voice.
Feeling
I get my own voice
like
a lot.
That, but then she has to go do a 3-hour fucking tour.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Right.
Yeah,
when you're feeling like
wimps.
Shit or you like have a pimple or something, like just ruining your day.
I know. I shaved my face yesterday. I like dermaplaned.
Oh, no.
And I cut myself a little bit.
No. Oh, my God. Yes. A little.
Yeah,
wait.
Just
oh,
a little bit.
Wait. Come here.
Do you see?
Yeah. It like, looks sensitive.
Yeah, just a little.
Damn.
It doesn't hurt or anything, but yeah.
You know, I am always trying to do that, and I'll do it every once in a while. I need to do it more often, but I need to find an alternative because every time I do it, I break out all over my face.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Like,
I get
I
redness,
to...
but oh, I love the feeling of it. It's
no,
so
it feels
soft.
So nice. Like
so
the
satisfying
day that it happens,
watching all the hair
yeah, it's
get.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it makes me like immediately break out. So I don't know what
when
to
you do
about
it at home.
It. Yeah.
Maybe it's the razor you use or something.
Do you go to a place?
No, I do it myself.
I have the little, like the little ones.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I also
use.
Have one of those things like, they. It looks like a lipstick or something, but it's not. And
oh,
you open it
yes,
up and
the
it's
face
like,
shaver?
Yeah.
Francesca has that.
And I like that, but that's the one that gives me pimples
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah,
so
you
got to
use,
know.
Just use the handheld
I have one.
One
of those, okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, because I was doing that TikTok where it's like you put your face closer, the more you
oh,
like
yeah,
a song.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And
funny.
I watched it back and I was like, I have chin hair. And I have mustache hair and I have
no,
a unibrow.
Always. No, my whole face. Whole face.
So I was like, all right, I got to get
it. Got to do it.
Got to do it. And it was really
they say
satisfying.
It's good for your skin too, just generally speaking.
Apparently, yeah.
You'd
I do it like
that.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
and
makes
I
sense.
And I don't notice like the hair growing back thicker or anything.
No, everybody does. Everybody does. I'm just bad at it, I think, is what happened. I think I started too late in life where it's like, I don't know.
But like my face feels so soft right now.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Mine does
it's like
not.
A baby's
well,
bottom.
Well, it kind of feels. My face has not been bad lately, thank God. Knock on fucking wood.
I know.
Next week I'm going to have like a cystic pimple, as always, you know? Drives me insane.
Yeah.
Do you get that? Do you get like cystic pimples?
No. I've been pretty lucky my whole life with my skin, thank God. I used to have like relatively bad skin in high school, but I kind of just grew out of it.
Yeah.
And I just,
that's
I've
lucky.
Been blessed.
I used to have bad skin on my forehead in high school, which was obviously mortifying.
Like,
nothing's more embarrassing than like your big
forehead pimple,
pimple, like whatever. But I am also a serial like picker. So if I even have like a whisper of a pimple, yeah, I'm digging it out of my face. We used and then we're just caking on the makeup over the scab.
It's awful.
I mean?
We would have a running joke in like high school and college, like the friend with the bleeding pimple.
Yes.
Be like, oh God, like I'm the friend with the bleeding pimple, because like we would all pick our pimples.
No, it's so bad, but
it's
satisfying.
So bad. Yeah, I know.
It just feels good. But yeah, I don't know. I would love to know. I would love to know a Taylor pick me up. Do you think that she would ever do? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh my God.
What?
Congratulations are in order. Our girl's a billionaire.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Congrats, girl.
Woo.
Must be
woo.
Nice. Can you please give me $1 million?
Yes, just one.
Just one.
$1 million apiece.
Yeah, you have.
We'll crush it.
999.
We'll do something great with it. We won't. Yeah. We totally won't blow it on clothes and travel. We'll definitely do something. We'll give back to the community and then like also go.
Yeah,
to,
and also know, blow it on clothes and travel.
Like,
yeah.
And like also travel around Europe for a month straight. Yeah. But which would be lovely. But yes, billionaire.
First
billionaire,
person
billionaire
to ever do it on performance and music alone.
Yes, which is just fabulous.
So cool.
I wrote in a blog about it yesterday that there, I'm sure, will be haters who don't want to believe that it's only music and performances, but it is. And yeah. And I thought like I was being a little ridiculous by saying that. I was like, everyone knows that she doesn't have like other companies and stuff. How could people even say anything?
Yeah.
People are talking shit online being like, oh yeah, she made all her money off music and performances. And they were pulling up like print ads from 10 years ago for like CoverGirl.
Oh, what?
And I forget what the other one was. It was like CoverGirl and something else.
Like Marie Claire or something?
Yeah. Like something so obviously like, yeah, she probably got like $100,000 in 2008 for,
yeah,
that. Like it's just.
That's crazy.
That's
she also
not
doesn't
the same
own.
Thing.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
own
oh, Coca-Cola. That's what it was.
Oh, Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola was one. Yeah. And then. And
she doesn't
then
own those brands either. So
doesn't
it doesn't
own
count
them. Right. Like, yeah, people are, if you're confused by this, a lot of the musicians that have become billionaires, and honestly, a lot of the billionaires in general, have multiple businesses.
Yeah.
They do, you know, like Kylie Jenner. She's a billionaire. She's got the makeup line. She's, yeah, got all kinds of other shit. Like she's not
skincare.
Like
clothing.
She's not a one, you know, a one lane girl. Same with 50 Cent. 50 Cent had vitamin water. People forget vitamin,
right,
water and something else he's got going on. Dr. Dre's got Beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all these people have.
Yeah. Is Rihanna a billionaire?
Yes.
Yeah, she has,
I think,
Fenty.
From Fenty.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Fenty,
yeah,
Skin, Fenty Beauty.
Yeah. So all these people who, yes, were rich in their own right because they were their famous stars, also have alternate, what is it?
Means
sources
of
income.
Yeah, right.
Sources of income. Taylor Swift does not. She has made $1 billion on talent alone, which is something that I cannot imagine.
It's crazy.
I can't
so
imagine.
So crazy.
It.
What an accomplishment.
Just being so, so good at what you do and so beloved and just that everybody just wants to throw their money at you. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It has to feel good in the way of, like, she and any of her family members, anyone she knows close in her circle, will never have to worry about money again. Like, never once.
Yeah, it's nice.
Not that they did before, but
yeah,
it's just, that's a nice feeling, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Her parents can
imagine.
Just go fuck off if they want. They,
yeah,
can be like, all right, we hit this, throw us, you know, $10 million.
Yeah,
we'll
I think
go
this
is
a lot about her family too, like that they all stick with her and like keep,
absolutely,
working with her and stuff.
Absolutely. And they also don't seem like people who take advantage of the money, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
No,
like
definitely
they don't,
not.
Like I can't imagine her family ever like asking her for money. She probably just like gives out money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, imagine having her as like your aunt or something, like when
no,
Austin
be the
has
fucking
kids.
Best.
Yeah.
I know. Oh,
it's like
forget
Christmas,
it.
Like Auntie Taylor. Yeah.
Auntie Tay. Stop.
Yeah.
That's like jackpot. You
yeah,
know,
and Uncle
that's
Trav.
Amazing. Yeah, Uncle Trav, of course. Travis is doing a little press tour for his. Did you get that email, by the way?
No, I didn't.
How did I? I haven't signed up for anything or bought anything Travis Kelce related. Like, I have no idea how I ended up on the Travis Kelce email list for Kelce Jam 24 featuring
Hell
Lil
yeah.
Wayne and Diplo. Tickets on sale Friday, tomorrow, if you want to go. KelceJam.com.
Like, do we go?
I mean, maybe.
It's
where,
in Kansas City,
but where is it?
It's
oh,
in Kansas City.
Then
yeah.
No
it's
offense.
Way too far.
I'm all set. I mean, I love Lil Wayne, and I do like Diplo.
Yeah.
And it looks
I don't
like
really
somebody
like
else
Diplo.
Is on this little.
And I don't really like Lil Wayne either.
Oh, I love Lil Wayne, but some people say Diplo is kind of a weirdo.
He's had some.
I don't know how. Yeah.
Issues.
He's just weird.
Yeah.
Also, Irie, Irie and Ev. Oh no, 2 Chainz is also involved.
Oh.
Lil Wayne, Diplo, 2 Chainz.
Hell yeah.
And then who's Irie and
Chain
Evie?
Chain thing to my ding-a-ling.
Don't know. Let me see. Like, look at that. The top underneath 2
Chainz. Irie and Evie. No idea. I wonder if they're like local Kansas City rappers.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. But anyway, so Travis is doing a little fest, which is exciting for him. And so he's doing a little press tour about it, I guess.
Kelsey
and
Jam.
And of course, Kelsey Jam. Of course, every single question is like, what did you learn from Taylor on the Eras tour that helped you prepare for your... And I'm like, okay, I don't think Travis is like... taking notes at the Eras tour for Kelsey Jam. I think that he's just going to stand behind a DJ booth
and drink and yell.
Like,
yeah.
It's not the same.
It's but so different.
People, you know, they stay asking him, this poor man, he can't get away from it. And he just like replies in the most patient and kind ways still. Like,
yeah.
At this point, I don't care who I'm dating, who I'm with. The amount of questions that you get asked about this person who you clearly are like in a, you know, it's whatever. I just feel like I would have snapped by now. I would have been like, can you just like leave, like for
know,
real?
Like, can we just talk about Kelsey Jam?
Can we talk about Kelsey Jam? Like, leave Taylor out of this. Like, she's busy. Like, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd be like, oh, stop. Like,
But I don't know though. Like, when you're in love like that, like, all you want to do is talk about your significant other.
True.
Like, you're just like, oh, my boyfriend? Oh, yeah, he likes to do this and this and that.
So true.
And it's so annoying for other people. Like,
absolutely, yeah. It is. And so, you know, and it's. Again, very nice, and it's much better than the alternative of I don't want to talk about her or whatever. I can't believe the patience. Like,
yeah.
I just would be so irked by now to like, it's just every person asks the same question, you know? Nobody's original about it.
Yeah. No, it is annoying at a certain point, I feel like, but I don't know. Just like, I'm just looking at clips
right now.
Yeah. And like, he just looks so...
He's so smiley.
Smiley and cute. And he's like, I don't know. He just really
looks
happy.
He's like, I'm having the best time of my life.
Yeah.
He's like, I saw the
He's
clip
like,
of
my
him.
Cup is like overfilled.
Yeah,
like, it couldn't
be
more.
People say, glass half full and my glass is all the way full.
Yeah.
It's overflowing. And
yeah.
It's like, it's sweet. It's very sweet. I don't want that to be misconstrued. However,
yeah.
I personally... have a temper problem. So I would not do well with this. I would be like, leave me alone. I would like stop saying no to interviews. I'd be like,
that's
all they're
hilarious.
Gonna do is ask me this one
Honestly,
question
same.
That I've answered 12 times already.
Like I'm just a selfish bitch. Like, I want to talk about myself. Like,
it's not even that. I don't think. Like, it's just it's the same questions. What did you learn from the Eras tour in planning Kelsey Jam? How is your life right now? Like, it just doesn't seem. Everyone just wants to ask him about Taylor.
Yeah.
And it's just so obvious. Like, at least be slick about it. I guess. Is my problem with it.
No, I agree.
For poor Travis.
Yeah.
You know?
Just let this man jam.
Let this man jam out. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know how I ended up on the Travis Kelsey mailing list.
That's funny though.
Maybe I looked it up. It's from Kelsey Jam at mail blah blah blah.
Interesting.
So they made a
Why
made
didn't
a
I get one?
I have no idea. I also have no idea how it came to me.
Interesting.
But that's exciting.
Maybe it's because they
know me and by extension you, and we're going to be invited to Rhode Island for 4th of July.
Oh, right. Obviously. That's
happening.
What that means. Or maybe they'll give us backstage passes to Kelsey Jam.
I would love that. Ooh, I would love a backstage pass to Kelsey Jam.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of music festivals, you just sent me something right before you walked in here. I can't decide if I think it's true or not.
Potential... I was from US Weekly, so take it with a grain of salt, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they say Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey are planning to attend Coachella. They really want to see Lana Del Rey is the exclusive that they said. They both want to see Lana Del Rey and Jack Antonoff's band Bleachers, the insider says. Swift and Kelsey will be renting a house in the area for one of the two festival weekends, the source adds. I mean, who knows?
That to me, I mean, I'm like, yeah, okay. Coachella, number one.
I feel
no
like Taylor's
Coachella.
Like too
like cool too for Coachella.
Too famous.
No, I agree.
Like, where's
how
she
could you
stand?
Possibly go to Coachella? Like, how could she possibly go to Coachella? Like,
yeah.
It would be.
Unless she's like behind the stage, like.
She'd have to be behind the stage. She'd have to be in a disguise. Like, mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of fun, though.
That would be really
like
fun. But how could they possibly disguise themselves? Like,
yeah,
she could wear a wig, but
he's
Travis Kelsey.
Yeah, he's ginormous.
He's not going to wear a wig.
And also, like, you do not want to be stuck in a wig in fucking Indio.
In Coachella,
where
in Indio,
so
California. Not a chance.
Yeah.
I think that would be. It's a compelling argument, Bleachers playing and
right,
Lana.
Right.
And we'll see, but. I would not get my hopes up for that. When is Coachella? Coachella has April, to be soon, right?
It's like next week. April 12th to the 14th and then 19th to the 21st.
Okay, well, it's obviously not going to be the second weekend because that's Tortured Poets.
But so it would be this weekend, I guess.
Interesting. All right, we'll have to keep our eyes peeled next weekend because that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I
wanted to talk about everyone's just been doing like the parallels between the Joe interview and Travis.
When of course.
Joe was asked what his favorite Taylor Swift song is. And mm-hmm. he said, like, I don't even want to get into that conversation mm-hmm, right now. Mm-hmm. And then Travis was asked if he has any Taylor Swift songs on his like game day playlist.
Yeah.
And he was like, she's on my everyday playlist. Like, I listen to her every day. Isn't that
precious
so cute?
Angel. He's just so slick, man. He really has the right things.
It's just crazy.
He says all the right things. It's wonderful.
It's just really nice to see someone like.
He's got a brain under there,
you know? Yeah. Like, just a really, like, he just embraces her and her talent, and it's just really cute to think about him like walking to walking to get coffee, and he's like listening
to Taylor Swift. 1989 on shuffle, yeah. Like, you know, and maybe he listens to, I wonder, you know how some people make like the playlists on Spotify that are like all of Taylor's pops mm-hmm. upbeat songs,
oh, yeah.
or like all of Taylor's sad songs, yeah. and it's like, imagine he's walking down the street, he's having a bad day, but he has like the Taylor sad song
Taylor
playlist
Swift, but
on.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, but you're sad.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He's going off to tolerate.
Yeah, I just thought it was really sweet.
That is really sweet. That's really kind.
He also said, Travis said that he's most excited for the London shows, which I
heard him
was
say that. He also did slip in Paris at the end there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah,
he said Paris.
I wonder
if he's going to be there.
I hope so.
Me too. I
like in my head was like, absolutely, he's going to Paris. Well, remember that rumor? I forget if we even talked about it on the show because it seems so ridiculous, but the rumors of like what Travis got Taylor for Christmas or her birthday or whatever. And it was like a beret and like a Dior bag, which is French. And it was like French themed things, and so for that reason people thought he was going to be in Paris. So in my head I've been kind of thinking that just because of that stupid fucking shit. There's just no way he got a Dior saddlebag. I don't think so.
I
think get that for free probably.
Definitely. But I mean, like, what do you get her?
Right, what do you get her?
Yeah,
what do you get her?
But yeah, I just feel like I can't wait to see him in the it's funny that he was like the London shows out of all the shows.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
8 nights at Wembley, he says. That's so many.
Yeah,
man.
He said the quote was Travis was asked what he's most excited for with the European leg of the Eras Tour, and he said the London shows. I think she's at Wembley 8 times, which is mind-blowing that she can do that many shows in one stadium and fill that thing up. I played in Wembley once, and I don't think we filled that thing all the way up. And London's always an amazing city. Paris is a beautiful city, and she'll be all over Europe. There won't be a bad show. I promise you that.
Hell yeah. And just like a really great PR answer. There won't be a bad show. I guarantee it.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I love that. I love that so much. You know where
we thought maybe quotes.
Yeah, there's a lot of cute stuff. He's just being a cutie.
I got to go support. I think we're both very career driven. I think we both love what we do, and any chance that I can show my support to her, knowing that she's showing me all the support in the world through the season. It's just been an amazing experience getting to know Tay.
Love it.
So cute.
He's always calling her Tay. That's her.
I know.
That's her name. You know what though? If I were
my
Taylor
everyday
Swift,
playlist.
I would want someone to call me like a nickname.
Yeah, me too.
All day long, I hear my name.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I'd want like a little nickname.
Tay is so cute.
Speaking of Travis and Taylor, however, congrats as well are in order for our girl winning 6.
iHeart
Music Radio Music Awards.
Slay.
Congrats. But the people that thought that Taylor and Travis's first red carpet was going to be the iHeart Radio Music Awards are out of your mind. You're out of your mind?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There was no way.
I was
no
seeing a lot about it on Twitter, and I was like, there's just no way.
Not a fucking chance.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
I still think it's going to be Met Gala.
100% too.
Yeah.
I agree. Couldn't agree
like,
more.
Like, it just can't not be the Met Gala. Like, it just makes the most
sense.
It's
the highest, like, I want to sound wrong saying this. Highest like status
no,
moment.
That's exactly
like, is that
what
a bitchy
is.
Thing to say?
No.
Like, not that they're like too good for the other things, but like it's a moment where, you know, actors, musicians, celebrities, athletes.
Yes,
like,
it's the biggest who's who
for celebrities of all walks of life.
Yeah.
And like the undertone is fashion and it's Vogue and it's like it's just such a big deal. And it would make the most sense for that to be their first, like, red carpet together, I think.
Right.
Completely. Because what else would it be? Like, otherwise it would have been, you know, the Grammys would have been Taylor's night, but it would have been, you know, there's nothing that takes away from each other when they go to the Met Gala. You know what I mean? Like, they are not being celebrated. They're just attending a big party that all the celebrities are going to. And I bet a lot of his friends will be there. Patrick and Brittany will definitely be there. They've been there past few years.
Yeah.
I'm sure other football players will be there.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, Tom Brady, I mean, Giselle went by herself last year.
Yeah.
After they got divorced.
I wonder if, like, Saquon Barkley went.
He could go.
Yeah.
He maybe will go.
Athletes that have been to the Met Gala. Russell Westbrook, Roger Federer, Patrick Mahomes, Brittany Griner, Serena Williams, Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
Dwayne Wade.
Stephon Diggs, didn't Venus just get
Williams. Yeah, Stephon Diggs just got traded to Houston, Texans, which is big. Yeah. Chloe Kim, Megan Rapinoe, Daniel Ricciardo. Yeah, lots of Maria Sharapova, Odell.
Incredible.
Simone Biles.
Oh my God, yeah. Odell. You think Odell and Kim K walk the carpet? Imagine we have a Zoolander, Hansel, like Travis and Taylor, Kim and OBJ.
That would be
so fucking
really funny.
Desperate
Stephen
to
Curry.
Be in the limelight.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Funny.
But yeah, so I think that's definitely in the cards for us. Also, something about the iHeart Awards. Taylor was nominated for 8 awards. She won 6. That's wonderful. Hmm. But one of the ones that she lost, I have a big problem with.
Oh.
And it's our fault.
Oh,
Not you and me alone, but us as Swifties. It's our fault. It is the biggest fan army award.
Okay.
BTS has whooped our asses 7 years in a row. And we're done. We're done with that. No. And I know that they have a crazy army. And I love the passion.
I was going to say.
And good for them. That's good for them. But we are crazy fans too.
And it is
and
crazy.
And we need to be better. We need to be better.
It's also crazy because BTS like isn't even together right now. They're literally
like
deployed.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah. I know. That's insane. Yeah. I forgot about that, Gia. And now it's even more insane. Yeah. What are we? Are we fair weather fans?
We're
are we
literally
fakes?
Losing to a band that is not even, they're on
we
hiatus.
We are so fucking fake. If the Swifties can't even get that win. That's
okay,
crazy.
But I will say like.
But what do they do? Oh, so I found out.
Who really cares about the iHeart?
Nobody cares. But however, they're whooping our ass. And we're the craziest fans right now, especially this year, especially like whatever. We should have won that award. Also, I found out the reason it's our fault and on us is because the public votes for these things. Hmm. And where were we? I didn't vote. I didn't vote anywhere.
I honestly don't even get that offended. Not offended, but like, the BTS fans are another level. Like, Swifties get all the hate for being fucking crazy. BTS fans, like, I'm sure that these BTS fans like literally sat all night voting, 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 voting,
and we have to deal with that and whatever, we better win the fucking award for it. Mm. I want to take home the hardware.
That's true. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's a good point.
I want to win an award.
Yeah.
BTS is always like, oh, they're fans. They're so crazy. Like, haha. They win. Cool. And it's like, all right, fine. But then you can't also call us the craziest fans in the world and shit down our throats and everything.
Look at this.
Oh, what's that? Balloons?
Happy.
Happy what?
I don't know. It's someone's birthday for BTS or something? No, it's for BTS.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, it must be some happy birthday to
whoever. I think it's somebody's birthday. Well, happy birthday, BTS Army. Oh, it's the BTS Army's birthday, I think.
Oh, my fucking God. Rubbing it in again. It's like, enough already. Enough. We get it. You guys are on top. Like,
that is so
I'm just jealous.
Funny.
I'm jealous. I want that. Like, again, if we are to be labeled the craziest fans, then we should at least win an award for it.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's my gripe with iHeart and the Swifties. We have to be better next year. We can't let her lose this one. We can't have the losses on her record be a direct reflection of our behavior. We can't. We're better than that. And we love her more than that.
Ugh.
That's all I really felt. Can I be real? I didn't watch the iHeart.
No, I didn't watch them either. I just scrolled Twitter.
I have no interest.
Yeah. I don't really care. They're kind of like the PCAs to me.
Totally
same
agree.
Vibe. Like, exact if same you're vibe. Winning, like I'm pretty sure, didn't Taylor win an award for, like, best lyrics?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Yeah. Which, I mean, like, she deserves. Of course. Obviously, but, like, but what it's a like, okay. weird
she also
category.
Won, she also like, won best,
like, best TikTok song or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, best TikTok, pop TikTok bop. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Stop. You can keep that one. Yeah. Like, we're good.
Give us the fan army
give
one.
Give us the
you
fan army.
Can,
keep
BTS
that
can
one.
Take
keep
the TikTok
one.
Bop.
She also won, and one that I don't know not talking shit. One I don't know if she deserves. The best tour outfits? I don't know about that. Well, listen, we love it. We love
Was Beyonce nominated? I feel like she should have won that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I actually don't know if Beyonce was nominated, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, love Taylor. But, she, you know, she's wearing the same reputation outfit all tour.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah, Beyonce. Yeah, that is very true.
Hilarious.
Shall we get into DMs and voicemails?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes, that's all that's happening in the world of the world of Swift.
Oh, I did want to say one more thing. Ooh. Just a crazy stat that I sent you. Pre-Midnights, Taylor Swift had 57.8 million monthly listeners. 57.8 million monthly listeners before Midnights. Mm-hmm. Before Tortured Poets Department, she has 102.2 monthly listeners.
That's so
insanity.
Crazy. That's so crazy. Billion, right?
Yeah.
Or wait.
102.2 million monthly. That's
right.
Monthly.
So it's double. Like literally double.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. If you see the streams, it goes from like, oh, a million streams, whatever, to a billion streams for like Cruel
Summer.
Don't blame me.
Pre-Midnights with that 57.8 number, Don't Blame Me was her highest streamed song with 34 million streams. Mm-hmm. And now pre-TTPD, it's Cruel Summer with 1.9 billion
it's
streams.
Crazy.
It's almost at
it's
2
crazy.
Billion streams.
So again, welcome all the new Swifties.
Yeah.
So bandwagon. Welcome to the streams. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
I am so excited to see the shit that comes with this new album drop, like just the records. Because I mean, she broke all the records already with Midnight, so like she'll be breaking her own records.
Yeah,
but I'm so interested to see the numbers. Like, it's gonna be insane.
They have like some crazy projection that like it's gonna. I forget what the numbers are, but they were like. Like, you think that Ariana Grande and, like, Beyonce, not to compare, but, like,
they're just the only people that put out new albums.
Yes,
like, we'd love to compare it to somebody else.
We're not
but
doing
else
women
is
against women. It's literally just the fact that they're the only people
where
that are releasing
the men? No men.
Where are
not
they?
I'm not complaining. But, like, where are the men? They're not putting out anything. Who knows?
Where's, like...
They're too scared to go up against Taylor. Mm. And they're probably too scared to go up against Ariana and Beyonce as well, to be honest.
Obviously, yeah, totally. But
they're afraid.
Yeah. Like, who's
scaredy cat, little bitches.
Yeah. Oops. What are you gonna do? Cry?
For real. So unfortunately, it puts us in a position where we have to compare numbers with women.
Other. Yeah.
And
they say like the productions are just gonna blow them out of the water.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily reflect like I mean obviously does not mean that doesn't take away from Ariana or Beyonce.
No.
But
no,
it
no,
is
no.
like it's a
it's just wild.
Taylor's a cheat code at this point. Yeah. Like everyone is going to tune in. Everyone's dying to hear this. I have a feeling that it might be her biggest album yet because it's going to be, you know, it's a little bit of a different vibe. People think it could be a mix between like a Folklore and a Midnights or something like that. And also, I think the undertone of it being another breakup album, even though it's never been confirmed that it is, and it may or may not be, like, we don't know exactly, but the undertone of it are going to get people listening and
get people involved. I feel like this has to be, one of the most anticipated albums.
Without question.
Just in general, and let alone of hers. I mean, I feel like once people found out, like, Speak Now was, like, all self-written, I feel like that was, like, a really big anticipation of hearing that album. But this, to me, like, with all, exactly what you said, with all the underlying factors, it's just going to be crazy.
It's going to be insane.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
It's going to be insane. I can't wait.
Me too.
How many? Oh, we're 17 days out?
It's
the third today?
17 days.
Oh, so close.
So exciting.
Wait. Okay. Yeah. Because tomorrow, Thursday, 17 days out.
Sorry, I'm just talking.
I'm talking for no reason.
Well, tomorrow will be 16 days out because today's the third, tomorrow's the fourth, right?
No, but I think I was wrong in my math because 21. Oh, no, 19. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, but technically it's the 18th because
something
it comes
in
out
my
at
brain,
midnight.
Is something happening on the 21st of April? Something in my brain is key. Like, for a minute, last week I was talking to somebody on the phone, or I might have been talking to my parents, being like, Taylor has a new album coming out April 21st. And that's obviously not true.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, something in my brain is happening on April 21st. And I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
So just now when I was doing that math, I thought I was doing it wrong. So yeah, it'll be 16 days.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
All good.
Just ignore me doing math.
Hey ladies, this is Kylie. Love listening to y'all. Just got done listening to your debut episode, which was amazing.
Thank
Love
you.
That Kelly loves Should Have Said No, which is also one of my favorites from that album. It kind of reminded me, though, of a somewhat funny story that I have associated with that album where I had dated a guy, been my, like, high school flame, and he cheated on me. We broke up, and, like, a year later, he was at a Taylor Swift concert at some rodeo, and she performed Should Have Said No, and he texted me just the phrase, Should Have Said No, and I immediately knew what he was talking about. We went, like, back and forth in Taylor Swift lyrics for a while, and unfortunately, I ended up, through that, reestablishing a connection.
Obviously.
Obviously,
damn it.
Obviously, mistake.
We're all the same.
I would find that out later, but... it's okay. I, you know, forgive Taylor. I don't think she, you know, realized that her song would be used for evil. But
of course.
Got me thinking, you know, to see if you guys have any, you know, Taylor Swift songs that have maybe gotten you in trouble or that you have complicated relationships with. Again, thanks for taking my call and keep up the good work.
Yay. Thank you for calling. Love you so much.
Yeah, that I thought that was a funny
That's
story.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Because you know why? It's... Taylor Swift is a perfect thing for guys who are smart. And by smart, I also mean manipulative. Taylor Swift is a cheat code. That
yeah.
is one thing. If you want girls to respond to you, to pay attention to you, to do whatever.
1,000%.
You drop Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And this guy went there and he hears the lyrics. And imagine you, imagine I'm the girl. Imagine I'm her. And I am so pissed. I'm screaming should have said no because
yeah.
I'm mad at my ex-boyfriend and whatever. Hate him. Die in a ditch. Whole thing. And then I get the text that validates, one, my
right.
craziness of listening to the song over
yeah.
and over again. Two, the fact that, like, he did cheat on me and now he admits he shouldn't have done that. And then three, we're going to text back and forth in lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, we're fucking again. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's
obviously.
What's going to happen.
I
like,
don't understand why guys are so against... like listening to Taylor Swift and
completely.
Stuff because it is a cheat code. Like anytime.
It's crazy.
I mean, I have it on like my Hinge. I'm like, tell me your favorite Taylor Swift song. And like the right answer is the right answer, you know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So.
But also too, I will never understand even the guys who like try to talk shit or like make fun or anything like
yeah.
that. I'm like, oh no, you're just like, you're literally raising the red flag from your back. Like that,
yeah.
like no one, if we see that you're actively hating on Taylor Swift or disliking Taylor Swift, even girls who don't like Taylor or aren't like super fans of Taylor recognize that guys who are talking shit about her also are like, well, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah.
Like, just move along. What does that have to do with you? But yeah, I mean, I don't know why guys don't do that more. That is we're all victims to that. I would have
yeah.
fallen for that too.
Oh,
I would have fallen for that
same,
so fast.
Obviously. Wait, also,
no
do you
idea.
Have any complicated relationships with any of her songs?
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
When
That's
I was listening to it,
question.
My first thought was I did something bad because there
yeah.
was a period of time when I was hooking up with an ex from a while ago and every time I would go to his apartment, I would listen to I Did Something Bad on the
of
way
course,
there.
Of course, of course. I have...
just to justify my actions.
No, completely,
yeah.
completely, and it always does. I am trying to think. I don't know if I have a complicated relationship with any of the songs. Like, there's not one that I hear that I'm like, oh no, I can't listen to this because it like reminds me of someone. You
right.
know what I mean? However, every song certainly reminds me of someone. And because I made it so. And
right.
I oftentimes will switch up who it is. Like, if I'll assign a song or an album or whatever to somebody because like maybe, you know, the Lover album came out. Right. It was like, it was before COVID, but it was like a weird time in my life. And I was like being reckless and weird. And I was just like, you know, acting. I wasn't in love or anything.
Yeah.
Like none of that was happening. However, I kind of let it dictate my moods and my behaviors. And then now if I like have someone that I start to assign them to, I'll reassign and I'll be like, oh no, like originally I thought this one was about that one guy that I hooked up with. And now it's about clearly it was all along supposed to be about
right,
this person.
Right. Right.
Like, blah, 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 blah.
No, I do the same thing.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Lover's
totally.
Maybe the bad example for that. But like, but I do have specific memories. Do you have memories of the albums like seasonally? Like I know we kind of talked about this before, but I have like specific seasons that I'll think of like, lover is we went through this already.
Yeah.
Like September for me is lover. I don't know why. Maybe it came out like around then or something, but I was listening to it heavy at that time. And so like, you know, every day when you leave the house and
Evermore is like October to me.
Totally. Yeah. And not so much like how it feels. It just like specifically reminds me of those times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, same. Anyway, but no, I guess long story short, no, I don't have too many complicated things. I just, you know, wipe my mind clean and then reassign my delusions.
Yeah.
Instead.
Yeah. I feel that.
Which is fun.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly and Gia.
Hey, girl.
This is Ella from Iowa again. Ooh. I think this is like my third voicemail, so hopefully you're not sick of me yet.
No, oh, never.
Still
never.
Love you, girls. Still love the pod.
Yeah.
Hottest Swifties in the game right here. But my question, or I guess comment, is I just remember when Brittany Mahomes started hanging out with Taylor Swift, and we were getting all of the paparazzi photos of her, like, going out to dinner with her and her girl gang in New York, and her getting to hang out with all of her friends. And personally for me, that is my ultimate dream, is to go to dinner with Taylor Swift and her friends. Like, I can't imagine something more fun. Like, the gossip that would be shared, the tea that would be had, the jokes that would be made. Like, that is what I dream of. That would be my perfect
Beyond.
Set.
Same.
So I guess my question would be, of the Taylor Swift friends, who would you want to go to dinner with?
Wow.
Like, would you want to go with Taylor and Sophie, Taylor and Blake?
Wow.
You know, Taylor and Selena could be pretty fun. Yeah. I personally, if I had to pick one, I would definitely pick Sophie Turner because...
It's a great one.
First of all, obsessed with her.
Yeah,
me too. Gia, you kind of remind me of her. Or not Gia. I'm sorry. Kelly.
I was like,
oh, yeah, you're great, but Kelly's
that's lovely.
Here, so that's who really reminds me of her. But you know there would be some good bashing happening on Joe Jonas and some insight into that tea, which would be very
I'm still so curious about that, too.
Me
but
too.
That's who I would
also,
pick.
What's like an update on that?
I know.
Sophie Turner, queen of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But would love to hear who you guys would want to go to dinner with Taylor. Obviously, Yay. Taylor's number one, but.
Yeah, of course.
Of the squad. All right. I love you guys. Hope you're having a fabulous day. Bye.
Love
thanks,
you,
queen. Girl. Love
thanks,
you too.
Thanks, girl. And thanks for always calling. Love that. We do not hate on repeat callers. You
no.
call as many times as you want.
Yes.
This is an amazing question.
Yeah, good question.
I'm gonna rank the friends I'd want to go with most. I want all these people at the table.
Okay.
Okay. Like yeah. I want it to be like a girls' dinner, like
okay.
a bunch of us.
Yeah.
But in order of who I want the
okay.
most. One is Kelly Taylor.
Okay.
Two is probably Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Three would be Cara Delevingne.
Okay.
Four would be Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
And I think I'm set. I think that's all I need or
yeah.
want. I'm not really into like a GG. I feel like that would be a mild mannered dinner.
Yeah. I'm very similar with your list. I would say Kelly Taylor first.
Yeah.
Blake
mm-hmm.
and Sophie and Gigi.
That's
would
a good
be
one.
Mine.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Because there's so much I want Gigi there solely so I can ask her about Tyler Cameron. Like
so
I need to
true.
Know the tea about
so
Tyler
true.
Cameron. Like
you have to think about that.
What was that? Why did
true.
He go to your grandma's funeral? Like I just need
that
to know.
That was crazy.
Everything.
I forgot they were
yeah,
they were close
they were
like that.
Yeah. So I wanna know that. I wanna know about Ryan Reynolds. I want to know about Miles Teller.
So true.
And I want to know about the girls. I want to know about the tea in the industry.
I want to know it
yeah.
all.
Yeah. I want to know about Joe. I want to know about what Sophie thinks about Joe and his new girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to know everything.
Interesting question. Sophie would probably be higher on my list if she were a more frequent girl dinner. Like, she was obviously girl dinnering hard.
Oh, and
with
Lana.
Taylor.
I want Lana there, too.
Oh, yeah. Lana would be cool.
Yeah.
I would like Lana if it
and
were
And Sabrina
like
Carpenter.
Sabrina, too. I would like that as like a girl's night lounge at the apartment thing.
Because okay.
I want to like smoke weed and like vape with Lana.
Okay.
Like I don't want to be like eating a meal with Lana. You
okay,
know?
Yeah. Honestly,
I don't need
I
to
feel
be like
that.
Like ordering
and
know,
I want to go
tuna
out
tartare
with, Sabrina.
With Lana.
Yeah,
I would like
go
to go
out
with Sabrina. That would be super fun.
And party with
She's
her and Barry.
Super cute. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, with her and Barry.
Yeah.
For sure. Nice pub. I like to go to a pub
Ooh,
with them. Like,
that
I mean, it doesn't
fun.
Even have to be like out fancy. Like,
yeah.
I just want to be at like a dirty ass pub with the two of them. So fun. But really, Kelly is the number one
yeah,
choice. Like,
Kelly
she just seems the most like
normal, cool, funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really great.
Yeah.
Blake is close, but, you know, she's a mom and
she's so like
she's more adult. I think that, like, she, if I were wanting to go and have, like, a serious girls' dinner, like, talk about my life and, like, talk about, like, whatever, like, not just gossip the whole time, Blake would be, I think, first.
Yeah.
Because she, I feel, just gives me the vibe of having, like, a more, I don't know, like, an adult outlook on life. Like, she probably, like, gives good advice, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you feel that way about Blake?
No, yes. She seems like she is the most, like, mentally stable. And,
totally.
Like,
she's kind of like the mom of the group, but not in a bad way. Yeah, like, not, no. I wouldn't, like, be like, oh, you're the mom. But she just seems very, like...
Yeah, good head on her shoulders.
Very much so. Yeah. Not that the other girls don't, but...
No, not at all.
Yeah. Great question.
Yeah, good question.
Thanks, queen.
Okay.
Hi, Gia and Kelly. My name is Emily, and I'm mainly calling just to say that I love you guys and your podcast so much. I love podcasts where it feels like you're just calling, like a close friend and getting to catch up, and I feel like every time I listen to a new Taylor Watch episode, it just feels like I'm calling my New York besties. And
yes,
hell yes. This is exactly what we want it to be.
All things Taylor, so... Thank you guys for all the work you put into Taylor Watch. And
yeah,
I really appreciate you guys. And then also, one more thing. I was curious if you guys had a favorite track that you're most excited for on Tortured Poets Tour Band.
Good question.
I, after hearing Levi's Jeans, I am way more excited to hear Fortnite. I just feel like Post Malone has, I don't know, I loved how he sounded on that song.
I love Post Malone.
Really excited.
Massive fan.
To hear how him and Taylor are going to collaborate. So anyway, thank you guys. Love you. And have a good rest of your day.
Thanks,
Aww,
queen.
Love you too, queen.
Thank
wow,
you for the
honestly,
nice...
I needed that. Yeah. I needed a pick. That was my pick-me-up.
There you go.
Maybe that's why Taylor's never sad, because everyone's always like, we love her so much.
Yeah, that's true, honestly. But yeah, no, Post Malone is the king of features.
Good.
Like, every time he's featured on a song, he just makes that track so much better. His voice is just smooth like butter. Oof.
Absolutely. And it's
I'm getting, like, chills even thinking about
it. Same. And it's so recognizable, too.
Yeah.
And he just, he's fantastic.
Yeah, him and
Beyonce's, I'm a really big Post Malone fan.
Yeah.
That's my favorite song on that album so far. I haven't given it, you know, I've only listened to it through all the way once, but then I repeated that song a couple of times. I really like this
so
song.
So good. I really like that
Levi
song.
Jeans?
Levi Jeans,
so
let
good.
Let me look up the track.
Yeah, look up the track list.
Tortured Poets really quick, because
I
kind of
forget. I have to think about it.
Tortured Poets track list.
First thing out of my head, to be honest, though.
I think I'm most excited. I mean, it has to be. I mean, I feel like this is such a basic answer, but it has to be So Long London. Like, I'm just so excited for that song. It's a track five, which we know means it's going to be her most, like, emotionally vulnerable.
Yeah.
London obviously has to do with Joe Alwyn. Like,
so true.
And I'm also very, very curious to what Florida is going to sound like.
I'm very curious about Florida. Someone said, I saw some, like, random, I forget if I sent it to you or not. Sometimes I will see these things and I don't even bother sending them to you because they just seem so fake. But there was one thing that was, like, inside info.
Oh, I think I saw
thing
this.
That was like, huh? Oh, no. Oh, what's that?
No, it's okay.
That was like Florida rumored to be what did they say about
it? Yeah,
it
was like a folk something.
Yeah, folk, indie, pop. It had like multiple genres in one song, is what they were saying. And to be honest, I feel like that's kind of what we said.
Is rumored to be a Baroque pop style song. What does Baroque mean? Baroque.
Like,
means relating or denoting a style of European architecture, music, and art.
Ooh.
Okay, interesting.
Wait, show me how it's spelled.
Baroque.
Baroque.
Baroque? I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know, but that's definitely a word that I would read and pretend like I knew what it meant.
Right.
You know what I
mean? Baroque,
like,
pop
course,
style
Baroque
song, which combines alternative genres like folk, rock, and indie.
Interesting. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Folk,
I mean,
rock,
that's exciting. I like the sound of that. I'm pumped up about it. Let me.
Is this person Nostradamus Insider? I don't know what the deal is with
them. Yeah.
They always are tweeting like Harry Styles 4 is coming, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it was.
It's like, what?
Very. I mean, and like, usually, like, they're kind of right, which is kind of crazy.
I know. So maybe they're, who knows? Who knows who these people are?
But yeah. Definitely excited for Florida and So Long London.
So excited for Florida and So Long London. Yeah. So Long London for sure for me too, but that didn't come to my head right away. I want to know badly what But Daddy, I Love Him sounds like. Again, just because the Little Mermaid connection is like crazy. And then I really, really am interested in Clara Bow.
Okay, right.
Because I have a feeling it will be... it'll be very like Rebecca Harkness, Last Great American Dynasty vibe. And Clara Bow, I've like looked her up since this track list has been released because I was curious about her. And she had a very interesting life and a very like kind of tortured life, you know, for lack of a better word. And I feel it could either be storytelling, Last Great American Dynasty, like a little bit of upbeat, whatever, or it could be like kind of tragic. And if it's like a tragic, sad song, I'm going to love it so much.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious.
Just like the relations, the parallels between them.
So it might really like, it might be like a self-reflection, like type vibe, sadness, whatever. I can't think past the veil of most of this album being sad.
I know.
And I know that I shouldn't because I don't want to get my... Like,
I know.
Not that I want to get my hopes up, like, because I'll like it regardless, but I'm very convinced that some of these things that I think are going to be more upbeat are not going to be so upbeat. I don't know why I think that.
Right. I mean, like, all the signs are kind of pointing to it. Like, the little lyrics that are on the vinyls, you know, they're all like very deep introspective lyrics.
Yeah, they're all like, I love you, it's killing me.
Yeah,
it's very, you don't get to
tell me about sad.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
There's definitely a lot of signs pointing to it. It's black and white. Like,
so I'm not being crazy.
No, not at all.
But I am very interested in those. And then obviously like every song, really.
Yeah.
It's hard to choose.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested to see what comes of those.
Me too. Okay, let's go into DMs.
Oh, fab.
Hi, G and Kelly. My name is Jennifer and I'm from Kansas City. Go Chiefs.
Ooh.
I'm currently going through my first heartbreak. Taylor's music has obviously helped me work through my emotions and has given me so much I can relate to. This has also given me such an appreciation for her as a singer and songwriter, even more than I had before. However, I have noticed it can be hard to listen to some of her more emotional songs / albums while trying to heal through this process.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I find it hard to listen to Folklore right now, even though it is one of my favorite albums of all time. I know I will get back to it one day, but it's just so painfully relatable to me right now, lol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm at the point where I've gone through the initial emotional stages of a breakup and want to focus on healing and listening to music that will feel uplifting. Good for you. That's very mature.
It's extremely mature.
That's not something I do.
No, myself. Yeah. Me neither.
I would love to know your recommendations for what Taylor songs have helped you heal from heartbreak or just through any times in general. Love you both so much. This pod... It brings me so much joy, and I look forward to every episode. Thanks.
Yay.
Thanks,
Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
I think, first of all, so sorry about your heartbreak.
Ugh.
That's the worst.
Breakups are
the
fucking worst.
The fucking worst.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ugh, gloom and doom, and it just feels like the world's ending because it is, and it's like, ugh. And it's a hard time. So keep your head up. You'll be
okay.
Keep
your head up. Time
this
heals.
Too shall pass.
Yeah, legit.
Time
and
heals
I hate when,
all. I hate when people.
I know. I hate when people say that. But every day one step better. You know, like every day is going to make it easier.
Things
for you.
Get better. Things get better. And people are shitty. And you know, things might get worse also. But then they get better again.
Yeah.
And
life is a roller coaster.
Life is a roller coaster. Yeah. Life is a highway. But also, I don't know why.
Really good breakup advice.
Yeah, life is
life
a
highway. Yeah, you're just gonna have to get through it.
That's just separate. As far as Taylor songs go, for healing through a breakup,
I feel like you need to listen to Closure.
Has to be Closure.
Yeah,
Closure is a great song for that. So is Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. Just kidding. I was gonna say Invisible String because I thought about Now I Send Their Babies Presents, and now I'm like, wait, no, absolutely not. But I understand because Folklore is like inherently kind of sad, and like if you're heartbroken, there's a lot of like sad moments and feeling lonely moments in Folklore, I think.
Yeah. I also think It's Time to Go
is
a really
good
one.
Can I be real? I think a lot of the Red album.
Yeah.
Like. Is kind of upbeat but going through heartbreak at the same time. I've never thought that Red was like a sad album, you know, in any way. But I do know that she went through like a lot of shit during that time.
Yeah.
So I think that the Red album as a whole is pretty good.
I Bet You Think About Me.
I Bet You Think About Me. I was just going to say it. Top of the list.
Totally
for sure.
One that you will blast.
Yes.
I Forgot That You Existed.
Great.
Yeah.
From the Lover album.
Also, honestly, Happiness is a really, really, really sad song.
Yeah.
But I feel like it helped me a lot because, like, the end of the song is kind of like, there was happiness, like, because of you, and now there's happiness of me, you know?
So
like,
true.
It's a hard song to get through, but, like, the meaning of it is kind of exactly what we were trying to say. Like,
yep.
Time heals all wounds, and you can look back on a relationship and know that there was a reason why you were in it and why there's a reason why you're not in it anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah. What is it? It's there'll be happiness after you, but there was happiness because of you.
Yeah,
too.
There was happiness because of you. And there's happiness. I think you're right.
Happiness after. It's either after me or after you.
There'll be happiness after you, but there was happiness because of you. Both of these things can be true.
There was happiness. Yeah. In my blood and bruise.
Yeah.
Across the grave.
There'll be happiness after me, but there was happiness because of me. Both of these things, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is great song. Great. That's a good one, Jay.
Thanks.
I'm trying to think what else. Early days to debut. Again, we're debut queens now. Yeah. We did the deep dive. Debut will take you out of the present and bring you back to nostalgia, I feel. And you can listen to a Shoulda Said No or an R Song even.
Yeah,
or
Better
like
Than Revenge.
Picture to Burn.
Picture to Burn.
But even Better Than Revenge, who Speak Now kind of has that same vibe where it's like angry breakup in a little way, but like poppy angry breakup where you can like feel... You know, just feel that kick ass without it bringing you down.
Yeah. And I feel like debut has enough like girly pop songs that kind of bring you up
in
too.
Between. Yeah. Meanwhile, I know that both of us are the same as, you know, if I'm feeling sad, I love to wallow in it. Love
my
to
God.
Wallow in
yeah,
it.
What?
Oh my God.
That's
I listen literally... to Folklore on the way to work today. That's why I'm in this mood.
Yeah. I've been on a big Olivia Rodrigo Scared of My Guitar.
Oh, yeah.
She released it. That's just, like, such a good fucking song. Yeah, and it's so sad. And it's just, like, I can't stop listening to it.
Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it's... If you're listening to something sad and I don't... I know that there are other people, obviously, out there like this. But I'm glad that you and I are both like this. Because sometimes you just need to get it out of your system. Like, I need to listen to it until I can't fucking cry to the song anymore. I don't feel sad anymore. Like, it's almost like shock therapy or, like, desensitize yourself to it or something. Like, that's kind of how I... that's how I get, you know?
Yeah,
and it's like, that's bizarre, obviously. Yeah. But, like... It just feels that way.
I just
way.
Like making myself feel more sad when I'm sad.
Yeah.
I don't know
it's
why.
I'm allowing myself to feel the emotions.
Yeah.
I feel like all day long you walk around, you bottle them all up, whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're lucky enough when you get home, you just burst into tears. But other times you need a little push over the edge.
Yeah.
And throw on a sad song.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, girls. Hey. Okay. I know English. 1 second. Hey, girls. Happy Tortured Poets Department Month. That's
Yay!
Kind of a mouthful.
No,
come on. Yeah.
It is.
Happy Tortured Poets Department Month.
Yes.
I want to know that what is. Song off TTPD you guys think will be the most heart-wrenching or gut-wrenching one.
Ooh.
I personally think it's going to be I Can Do It With a Broken Heart or Who's Afraid of Little O' Me or So Long London because it's track 5. Love you guys and your podcast so much.
Oh, thank you so sweet. I love you so
I
much.
Didn't even think about Who's Afraid of Little O' Me.
Me neither, but that could be a very like
I know I feel like that could
deprecating
yes,
song.
Yes,
totally. I see that argument.
Yeah,
what was the other one she said?
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
That one I think a lot
be...
of people think that is going to be the
I just
one.
But like I can't tell though because
neither
like
can I.
To me I Can Do It With a Broken Heart like for some reason I hear in my head like I can do it with a broken heart
for sure
like
almost
more
like
upbeat
a, like
you know?
Right an upbeat. I can do this even though even though my heart is broken, like there's no problem. Like I'm still pushing through. I'm still myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you didn't keep me down.
Yeah, exactly. Not more of like the sad lens of that where it's like I can do this. You know what I mean? Like
yep.
To me, it's more like I could do it.
I kind of agree. I tend to fall that way as well. I'm trying to think. So Long London, I think is going to be tough. Like because I don't. There's no way that song is going to be like upbeat, right?
I can't imagine
if what if it's set to the same tone as London Boy and it's just changing the lyrics? So long London, I hate you now and I'm never coming back to you. I'll take my American smile and I'll stay in America.
Shit.
Tea and crumpets blow dick.
Ooh.
That's what she's saying.
And I hate your blonde hair. You know that I don't care.
Idris Elba's better than you.
Yeah.
Because he's in the beginning.
Yeah, you know I hate
take
a London.
And
yeah,
I'll go
so long,
to the
London.
Store.
Yeah, I got an American boyfriend. Yeah. He's really tall.
Hey, by the way, check out my hot boyfriend. Yeah, yeah. That's her other song. That's the song that is unreleased. My big hot boyfriend.
Yeah, my big hot boyfriend. That's gonna be the the sixth vinyl variant.
The sixth vinyl variant will be my big hot boyfriend.
Yeah,
I would buy that one.
Oh.
That would be
obviously.
That's a collector's item.
Yeah.
There's no way you can miss out on that.
One
that's
piece.
A 101.
Yeah.
No. Must
that's
have.
Hilarious.
Must have.
Okay.
You know, but wouldn't that be hilarious if that was like, if it was like a sassy, like, so long London.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you
totally.
Thought you were the like, best and turns
you got
out you're
Big
fucking
Ben?
Not. Turns out I'm eating hot dogs and an apple pie, you know? Yeah. Like,
I drink Pinot Grigio and hot dogs. You eat,
tea and crumpets.
What do British people even eat? Crumpets. Like roast shit, like
bangers
liver.
And mash.
Yeah, you eat
enjoy
liver.
Enjoy your bangers and mash. I'll be having hot dogs.
Enjoy your pea soup. I'll be drinking Pinot Grigio and hot dogs, bitch.
I drink my beer cold.
Yeah, literally.
I drink it warm.
British people
Not
are
always.
So weird.
I know, but I just want to move there, though.
I know. I love London,
I
though.
Just wish I
really do.
I think I could fit in so seamlessly.
You give British vibes.
I think I could just adapt to the life there so fast. Like,
I feel like, honestly, it's probably not that different from the city.
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
It's
maybe some not. Maybe some, like, cultural, like,
I think I'd be equally, like,
societal, cultural stuff.
For sure,
know?
For sure. I'd have
but
to
like,
tone myself down sometime. Well, I could be loud in a bar. They're all
so.
Loud in
yeah,
bars
I feel
and
like
stuff.
British people
yeah,
are
I'm
like,
a little, I'm a little crass. You
but
know
London,
what I mean?
I feel like, is a little like.
So true.
Yeah.
Way more metropolitan.
Yeah, it depends on where you go.
So true. So true.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly and Gia, Emily, a math Swifty from Tampa here. I want to know if you have a new appreciation for any song on the Eras Tour set list after seeing Taylor perform it live. Mm-hmm. For example, I never appreciated My Tears Ricochet until I saw the Eras Tour.
That's a great one.
Great question.
And I think I've talked about this before, but I'm not sure. I'll retell the story anyway. Before the Eras Tour, I thought to myself, like, okay, 3.5 hour tour. I'm not really going to drink, but I am going to drink some water. I'm definitely going to have to pee at least once during the show. I can hold my pee for a whole fucking day if I have to. Mm. But I was like, I'm not taking any chances. I'm very good at it.
When you have, like, anxiety about pee, like, you just have to pee to get
you
it over with.
You just are worried about it and you're thinking
about
it. So in my head, I was like, all right. I will go pee during 22 because I don't care about 22. I'm not 22. And it was just like, seemed like a good time to go. 22 starts up and I was glued to my seat. There was no way I could leave during it. It just, for
That's
some
funny.
Reason, it was so like the energy at the time, everybody singing it, her like just jumping around the stage doing dumb shit, the hat.
Yeah.
Like it was so fucking cute and really cool and very like nostalgic, and I loved it more than I ever thought I would. And I'm glad that I didn't go during that time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I ended up going immediately after, but then I was like screaming. I think We Are Never Getting Back Together is next after that, and I was like screaming it from the bathroom alone. Like I was the only person in the bathroom alone, like peeing
yeah, you
so
have to
hard
sing it,
like basically
while
like,
you're going to the bathroom. That's funny though, because I have never seen Taylor Swift perform 22.
Is that your bathroom
song?
Yeah,
that's my bathroom song.
You have to stay for this one. Wait one more
song.
Maybe
I'll
stay
for Paris, yeah. But I love, like, I'd rather pee during 22 than We Are Never Getting Back Together, because I kind of like that.
Oh,
I like the silliness of that song. But
yeah,
also,
true.
But
that's fun too.
Yeah. But for me, it's
well, for this
two.
Time, we might be good this time because
we might have our own
have
private
a, have a,
bathroom.
A bathroom like right next to us
that's
at the very
true.
Least.
That would be
mean?
So nice.
Which would be
oh
lovely.
God.
Ooh, so soon.
I know.
I think it's like 34 days or something. My
that's absurd.
Delta,
I can't even
Delta
think about
is
that.
Telling me. Anyway,
but
what are yours?
Mine are two. One is Shake It Off, because I never, ever, ever listened to Shake It Off. And then once I saw the Eras Tour the first time, I was dancing my ass off, having so much fun. And then Shake It Off, Taylor's version came out. And now I never skip Shake It Off.
Never skip.
It
yeah.
just gets me
never
going. Like, it's such a silly song. And it's
I'm
so. My ex man has a new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God. I'm just going to shake it to the fella over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake. Yeah.
No, we won't. We won't do it to you. We won't do it to you. I can't go that high. I can't do it.
No,
I always try to sing it. And
it's
I can't
so
do it.
Hard.
I'm literally not even going to try right now, especially in silence. Acapella.
So that song for sure. And then Fearless.
Fearless.
Fearless. Seeing
Fearless
that
is good.
For the first time
yeah, Fearless
live.
Is really good.
Really like awakened my inner child in a way. And like when everyone, you know that she didn't do the heart hands for like the first couple shows.
What?
Yeah, I'm fearless. And then she decided to do it. That's like that moment.
That
I was like,
that moment is I saw.
This is like such a show, full circle. I do yeah. it.
That to me is like if someone were to be like, okay, I'm trying to think of this how to say this without sounding like a fucking freak. So if there is ever a moment where it's like, we've been brainwashed this whole time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the conspiracy theories are right. We're right. a cult. We're being brainwashed. Right. Blah, blah, blah. We're just waiting to be activated.
Right.
The activation will be this.
Oh, totally.
We'll be, it's fearless. Da-na-na-na-na.
Commence.
Like,
Swifty takeover.
I'm not kidding. Like, I'm watching Aerostar on my couch. I'm alone on my couch. And I'm at the screen. And I'm like,
no,
I was brainwashed into doing it immediately.
I was like, I cannot believe I'm holding it up.
Have to.
But that moment just like totally.
Streaming tears immediately
yeah,
too.
And yeah. Just mm-hmm. like totally cemented that as like such an iconic song, an iconic moment.
Yep.
And like just brings you right back to your childhood and mm-hmm. kind of reminds you like why you love Taylor Swift so much.
Absolutely.
The song is so good. It's such a fun song. So yeah. And it's just like the sparklers are going.
The sparklers
it's
are
so
going.
So nostalgic. Yeah, love it.
The whole Fearless set honestly is really, really wonderful to watch, especially too because like opens the show with Lover. We get the Lover songs mm-hmm. and you know, we love the Lover songs, but they're relatively new, I'd mm-hmm. say, especially to a tour. She hadn't toured with them by themselves. But then once it goes all the way back to Fearless, you feel that like,
yeah.
you know,
you're like, wow.
You feel the vibe in the air and it's still the beginning of the show and there's so much left of the yeah. night and it's just like, oh, it's a good, it's great vibes.
Yeah, great vibes.
Love.
Ooh, someone's love. Calling me.
Oh, hello.
Should I answer?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay, fabulous. I will put your name down.
I actually can't.
Oh, okay, no worries. Okay, no worries. I'll let them know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. My mom put my number down
yeah.
as the RSVP person for Francesca's shower.
Her so bridal I just keep shower? Getting, that's to say for her shower?
Yeah,
that's
for
not like
her bridal
an adult
shower,
on the
yeah.
phone.
And I just keep getting calls from random older women being like, I can't go. I'm like, I
oh,
have
I'm
no
so
idea
sorry.
Who you
I'm
are.
So sorry. I won't. I love Francesca, but I won't be able to. I just heard.
And I'm like, oops, okay.
All right, I'll write
talk
it down.
Talk to you later, Donna.
That's, yeah. that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious and very sweet. Oh,
yeah,
sad that she
nice.
Won't be able to
yeah,
attend.
Too
but
bad.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
That's a bridal shower for you. Anyway, well, yeah, that's. I think that's it. That's
yeah.
it with our. That's it with our crew.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to everybody who,
yeah,
as
thanks,
always,
guys.
Who calls in, leaves voicemail, sends us texts, sends us messages. We
yes.
love it so much. The Thursday shows are great. I'm. My mood is significantly
no,
lifted than it was
is
in the beginning.
So much better.
So much better.
It's actually kind of crazy.
It is crazy, and
yeah.
this happens every week. We just have to remember that Wednesdays for us, Thursdays for you. That's the day that everything's going to be fine.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Hump day
feels good. Hump day. Hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day. God, that commercial's still hilarious.
They don't play it anymore.
I know, but like every
bring
time I even
back.
Hear about it or see it or someone says it, I laugh. I'm
yeah.
always like, okay. like for sure. Where's that Camelot?
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
Good times.
Like,
bring back the
no
hump
one
day
has ever
camel.
Laughed harder at the hump day commercial than my dad. My dad like thinks that commercial is so fucking like he
maybe we should bring
that
back.
That shit. Yeah, hump day.
Like, yeah, next week we just start.
Yeah, next week, not this week. Yeah,
yeah.
What's up? What's up?
Late.
What's up? Yeah, it's too late now.
Yeah,
everybody's gone home. Yeah, this place empty.
Yeah,
no, the rain keeps a lot of people away. That's facts.
Yeah, it almost kept me away.
Almost kept me away.
Yeah.
Would have kept me away, honestly. But if not, but not for
not for you
not
guys.
Not for you guys. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. We love
for giving
you guys.
Us a reason to get out of bed.
No, literally, literally.
Not even a joke. So
yeah.
Thank you. We will see you next week. If you want to call in next week or send us a text, the number
347-450-0723.
And also message us on the Taylor Watch Instagram if you'd like, taylor.watch.
Yes.
And we will see you lovelies on
Tuesday
of next week. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
A moose day, as always.
Yes.
All right, goodbye.
Love you guys.